Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Dalet Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing up Simen Shin Samaches, which has been dealing with additional laws of the Erev Chatzeros. Particularly yesterday, we learned about the minimum shear that is required for an Erev Chatzeros, which is a grogeris for each person or for each house. We had the different opinions. And if you have more than 18 people or 18 houses, then you require the shtei seudos, which is the equivalent of 18 gerogros. And we had a machlokis as to how much that is, whether that was 6 eggs or whether that was 8 eggs. It's a very quick summation of the last part of yesterday's shir. And now we begin with Siv Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Nismayit Mishiro, if the Erev Chatzeros was diminished below the minimal level that is required, which the Mishneh Berurah tells us in Sivkot Yud Gimel. For example, grogeris to kol echad, a single grogeris, a dried fig for every single person or house, as we pointed out, or shtei sudos l'mruben, or if you have more than 18 people or 18 houses, so then we said that you require just the maximal amount that you would need would be 2 sudos, which was 18 grogeros. Albeit, in Deir Shu footnote number 15, we bring down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who says that if everybody contributed to this, you need to have at least a chelek mashu from every single person for this still to be good. But if one person was mezaka on behalf of everybody else from his own food, then it would be enough if you even had a mashu left. In any event, the Mechaber is telling us, Ovi, if you were diminished below the necessary shear, so then, if this occurred, achar shenichnas Shabbos Rishona, if this occurred after Shabbos started, v'nishtayer bo afilu kosher, and if even you have something left over from that, so then kosher, it's still a good Erev Chatzeros for that Shabbos, and this would be true, af l'shar Shabbosos, and it would even work for future Shabbosos as well. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Dalet explains, "Ilu nismayit kodim shekidei shel avayom," because if it diminished before Shabbos started, so then hevilei kitchilas eruv, this would be a eruv that never really worked, and afshik for hinichlu shem eruv, and even though they put it down to be an eruv chatzeros, as we've already learned, ukedael bereisha simon at the beginning of this simon, you would have to go and put out a new eruv chatzeros under certain situations. Sivkot and Tesvav, it is good in this situation where it only diminished after Shabbos started. The Lotzricha Shira El B'Techila, because you only need to have the Shira of the Erev Chatzeros, the Grogeris for each person with a maximum of 18 Grogros over here, at the start of the first Shabbos that the Erev Chatzeros is taking effect. And this is true. Ubein Beiruvi Chatzeros, this halach applies for an Erev Chatzeros, Ubein Bishitufei Mavoyos, and it also applies for this Shira for a Sheet of Mavoyos. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot and Tezayin that this is true for future Shabbosim, and he says the ilul Shabbos zeh, if it was only for this Shabbos that we were talking about, of course it would be kosher. Afilu l'nishtay klal, that would be good, even if nothing was left from it, because kivan shayah ha'erev kayam bein hashmashos, once the erev is in existence during the bein hashmashos period of time, and Deir Shu footnote number 16 has a whole discussion about which bein hashmashos period are we talking about. Are we talking about the period of time that is, according to Rav Yehuda, the bein hashmashos, which is the period of time right after the sun sets, or are we talking about the period of time of Rav Yossi, which says that this is maskil liyat miyad la'achar bein hashmashos Rav Yehuda, which begins with the herif ayin right after the time period of Rav Yehuda, which is the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 3/4 of a meal, somewhere around the neighborhood of 14 and a half minutes. In any event, as long as it took effect in whatever is halachically the bein hashmashos period of time, then we can rely over here on the fact that there was an Erev Chatzeros there, and that whole Shabbos, it certainly is going to be good. And the chiddush of the Mechaber is that even in future Shabbosos, it was good once it worked. However, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, "Ayin in the Morgan Avram Shekosav." Look in the Morgan Avram, who wrote, "The dina dinishtaya kashu rak bisman hashas." This halacha only applied during the times of the Gemara. Shayu osin eruvi chatzeros v'shitufei mavoyos kol echad b'fnei atzmo, because they made a separate erev chatzeros and a separate shituf mavoyos, as opposed to masha'ein kein l'didan. Nowadays, the nahigin lasso shituf erev yachad, we make a single erev chatzeros slash shituf mavoyos together. We don't make two separate ones. Uchem avar b'sim and shin pezayin, as we already learned, is perfectly permissible. So then, pasul l'shabbos shniyah, this will not work for future Shabbosos in ein bo shir erev. It doesn't still have enough of a shir erev still left. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, not everybody agrees with this. He says, "Ayin the bir halacha sheyesh cholkim is there." He brings down in the bir halacha dibra maskul af l'shar Shabbosos, where he says, yes, this was the opinion of Morgan Avram. However, he says, "V'lav divrei atzmo," this is not just the Morgan Avram alone. He says, this is the name of the Rabbeinu Yohonah's son, in this regard, and also the opinion of Rashi. And he says, those that are cholik on this, that's the opinion of the Tur, the Sochim al Shituf b'makom Erev, who rely upon a Shituf Mavayos instead of an Erev Chatzeros, and they possibly feel like the Ri, who says that even if you have a Mashu left over, it's still good. According to this opinion, the B'chol Gavni Kosher b'Nishtayir, it's good no matter what, as long as there's something left over. And then the Chofetz Chaim has a much longer Arichus on this Ayin and the rest of this Bir Halacha. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, L'chatchila b'vadi tzarech lizor l'hosif ad kishir. Certainly, l'chatchila, you shouldn't rely upon the more lenient opinion over here that would be good for future Shabbosos, but if you know for certain that it's diminished below the minimal shear necessary, you should add to it for future Shabbosos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotin Yud Zayin tells us, V'af dekaim olon la'el b'simin shinu samach vav siv vav she'en marvin b'prusa. According to the lenient opinion over here, it's good for future Shabbosos. There's only a prusa left, and we said previously that we don't use a piece. We like to have a shlema. We have to have a whole bread or matzah for the Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, over here, Hainu kishohaisa prusa b'shaw she'en nichol she'en erev. That, what we said, is no good, as if you started off with a prusa. As opposed to Masha ein kein hocha, she'nivrisa achakach, he started off with the shlema and only became broken or diminished afterwards. And therefore, in this situation, less lambot, that then doesn't apply. Why not? So the Chofetz Chaim reminds us in the Sharet Zion, Os Yedalad, the chol atamu, the whole reason why you can't use a prusa l'chatrila, is mishum eva, because it's going to say, hey, you're putting in a piece, and I'm putting in a whole one. That's not fair, and it's going to lead to fighting, and the whole purpose of the Erev is to have everybody together and happy and living in a single dwelling, so to say. And therefore, that reasoning, v'lo shaycha zeh li'acharnocha, it doesn't apply if the whole started off with a shlema, and only now is it nifrasa. And this is also beferish said in the Chidushei HaRashba as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah does include umikom makom yesh machmirim b'shenifrasa kodem ben hashmashus. You certainly should be machmir over here if it broke before the Bein HaShemashu started, kivin shei shos adayin laniach kikar acher sholem, because you still have time to do it correctly, so why rely upon what may best be a bidyevid position? Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, im nis afesh paso erev, v'nifsal milechol, if the bread that was being used over here for the Erev Chatzeros got spoiled in some way, and it's no longer able to be eaten. It is so ruined over here, it's so spoiled that it's not edible anymore. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, V'uadin, the same halach would apply, kishisliya besoloim ketanim. The same thing would apply if it became wormy and wasn't edible because of that. What type of worms? So he brings down, it's something shekorin milbin in Yiddish, and if you see at the bottom in Tirgum number one, this is osh, which is usually translated as a moth. So if you have over here bread in the Erev Chatzeros that is no longer edible over here, so he says, in this situation, hareyu kamosha kolu legamrei, it's as if there's nothing there, v'tzarech l'ari mechodesh. And now you have to go make a new Erev Chatzeros because you don't even have a mashu considered left over here. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot in Yotes, haynu shejnis afesh kulo, we're talking here about the entire Erev Chatzeros, is totally ruined over here, it's totally spoiled. In that situation, it's as if you have nothing over here and you have to go make a new Erev Chatzeros for future Shabbosos. Again, for this Shabbos, it's perfectly good, as long as it was present during the Bein HaShemashos, but for future Shabbosos, if there's nothing left over here, or it's totally destroyed or ruined in some way, so then you have to make a new Erev Chatzeros. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, if it was just dried out the bread, but it's still edible, so then he brings down from the Rashba, Shesom Chenola, Bein La'eruv, or Bein La'shitov, then it would be good for either an Erev Chatzeros or for a Shitov Mavoyos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof that you have to make a whole brand new Erev Chatzeros in this situation if there's nothing left. The Imrah, Dov Ezeh B'Shabbos. What happens if you'll notice on Shabbos that nothing is left or it's moldy or it's totally spoiled? Then Yadu'alo, and he doesn't know, Masainis Afish, when it got spoiled, Im Kodem Shabbos or B'Shabbos? Did it get spoiled before Shabbos or on Shabbos? So in this situation, Talinon Lekula, we have the right to go Lekula over here, and assume v'aminan demikarov nisafesh that it only got spoiled now. Uben hashmashos hayoroi lechol, and it was able to be eaten during the ben hashmashos, and therefore it took effect. Uke b'simin shin sadidalas, we'll learn over there in the halachos that deal with the sofek erev chatzeros. And the Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Sharet Zion Os Yedzayin the reason why that you can rely upon the sofek because it's not recognizable what its status was during the Bein HaShemashos. However, he says, if it was Nimkara Milsa Shiniskalkul Kodem Shabbos, if it's clear that it couldn't have spoiled in such a short period of time, it must have spoiled before Shabbos, so then you can't rely upon it in this situation. So here we're dealing with a sofek, is it present or not during the Bein HaShemashos? This is different, though, than what we bring down in Dershu footnote number 20, when there's a sofek over here, whether the bread was osur or not, al sofek. In that situation, he brings down that we're going to learn in Simin Shin Sadi Dalit, again dealing with halachos of a Safek Erev, that you're not allowed to be ma'ariv when the Safek, whether this bread was osur or not. Because in that situation, nechshal the Safek im hunach ha'erev, there we don't know if the Erev was in fact ever good. And therefore there is no chazaka that this was once good. As opposed to over here, we know that it was once good, and it's only a question of when did it become spoiled or not, so it has a cheskesh kashrus, and you'd be allowed to go and use it in this Safek situation. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah. She brings down in the Kobo and the Beis Yosef, as I've been talking out through this entire series of Simonim, that the custom was to use a box of matzos over here, because in this way the matzos don't spoil, and you never have to worry, did or did not the bread spoil before Shabbos started, and then we potentially have a problem if it's totally disintegrated, totally spoiled, and not edible at all. So therefore, a box of matzahs would normally last, and as we'll see, they would put it out on Erev Pesach for the entire year. It's not even chametz on Pesach, and therefore it is a perfect solution over here to making sure that the Erev Chatzeros is always potentially edible. The issue footnote number 17 brings down, how much matzah do you actually have to use? He brings down an arichas over here from different opinions from the Chazon Ish, from the Mishnah Brura, and basically a box of matzos will satisfy, a regular box of machine matzos will have enough matzos in it to satisfy almost all of the opinions, if not all the opinions, depending on how many matzos are in a box of matzos. The largest amount that he brings down would be 12 matzos, and many boxes of matzos have around that number. If they don't, then theoretically you might want to use two boxes of matzos to fulfill that opinion, but many of the opinions are smaller than that, and certainly a box of matzos is the perfect solution in that situation. This is somewhat dependent on how big a kezayis is, how big a kebetza is, ayin in Dershu footnote 17 for some of these details. The Ramah gives the other reason for why a box of matzahs is especially good. He says, v'od, v'yicholim l'sharma b'mei ha-pesach. It's perfectly good on Pesach, as I already pointed out. It's not chametz. And therefore, v'yicholim l'shmar ha-erev kol ha-shana. He brings it down as his own opinion, das atzmo, that this is a perfectly good solution to make sure that the box of matzahs is good and edible every single Shabbos, even during Pesach. The issue footnote number 18 brings down, what about using machine matzos, which is what we've been talking about here, a box of matzos, that's what's available most of the year, for somebody that is makbid not to use machine matzos on Pesach. Now that's a whole separate discussion. There are opinions that say that machine matzos is actually preferable. There are opinions that say that hand matzos is preferable. And there are opinions that suggest that machine matzah might therefore not be good, according to those that say that hand matzah is preferable, or it may be a bit d'yevet. But there are opinions that say that it actually is not good at all. So what happens if you were for that opinion, that you hold that machine matzah is no good? So then on Pesach, you would consider that like chametz, and it wouldn't be able to be eaten. So can you use an Erev Chatzeros for this? So he brings down from the Ketzos HaShulchan, for people like this, you're actually doing a chol for them by having them have in their possession, so to say, machine matzah, which they hold is not allowed. However, he brings down from the Sefer Chochmas HaLev that that's not true, because you don't necessarily have a bailus, an actual monetary ownership of those items in the Erev Chatzeros, and it's really just to allow you to be considered as you're all dwelling together, and therefore he says that this is not a problem. He brings down other reasons why it could theoretically be a problem. What happens if somebody doesn't eat chadosh in Chutz La'aretz? In Eretz Yisrael, everybody doesn't eat chadosh. You have to have yoshin. We don't have the time to really go into what's the difference between chadosh and yoshin, but basically, once the omer is brought on first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, so then all the wheat becomes now considered yoshan, all the grain that has been grown at that point in time. But the grain that is going to grow still in that year and wasn't ready to harvest at this point in time, so that future grain is going to be what we call chadash, and it can't be eaten until next year on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So this din of chadash is certainly no egg in Eretz Yisrael today by everyone. However, there's a big machlokas whether the din of chadash is no egg in Chutz La'aretz, and for those that are no egg, never to eat chadash in Chutz La'aretz, so he brings down, what about using the Erev Chatzeros with Chodosh? So you would say that it's also min hadin to be ma'arev ulishtatev in something like this, because they hold that it is an Isser. What about an Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos? So then you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It falls out on Shabbos. So in that situation, what can you do? So he says, since Kitanim, or possibly other people, might be able to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, so the Ramah paskins that that would be acceptable. Then the Ramah says that it's preferable, in fact, v'zeh tov yoseh mila arev kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It is preferable to have this box of matzos and to have it last for the whole year and rely upon everything that we just said, l'chatchila, as perfectly excellent choice for the Erev Chatzeros, rather than not to rely upon it and go make a brand new fresh Erev Chatzeros every Shabbos because you want to not take any chances that maybe it's spoiled.
And the reason he says why it's preferable to use the box of matzos all year long, shelo yishkuchu me'lariv, because on any given Shabbos they may forget to go and be ma'ariv, and in this way you could lead to a terrible takola that people think that there's an eriv, when there is in fact not an eruv of that Shabbos, and they'll still carry. So therefore, he suggests that it's preferable to use this box of matzos idea for the entire year. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings down in Sivkot and Chafalev, v'achronim kasu, that there are those that disagree with this Ramah amongst the achronim, and say the Yoser Tov will Ariv call Erev Shabbos, that it actually is preferable to make a separate Erev Chateros Erev Shabbos. Because maybe in those days, the box of matzos or whatever they were using would not last all year, and it would easily spoil, and you could find yourself not having a real kosher Erev Chatzeros if the entire box of matzah or whatever they were using were to spoil. And likewise, he says, "V'gam matzoy lepol bo toloy shekor milbin." You might have over there various types of worms or infestations over here, and that would make it also no good. So mi'orach hazman, because of the long time that it's out there, and the inu ruy lachil, it's no longer edible. V'hari hi kamo shekos legamrei v'chanal, and this would be as if there is no erev chatzeros, and would lead to a problem. And therefore, there were those who would make it every single week, or prefer that you make a new one every single week. If you want the best answer to this entire problem, he says, yarv mishalo b'chol erev Shabbos, make your own erev chatzeros every Shabbos. V'izakeyu l'chol akol ha'idei'acher, and go and acquire it with somebody else on behalf of the entire neighborhood. And in this way, you'll have your own Erev in addition to the one that's in the Beis HaKnesses all year long. And in case that one were to spoil, you'll have a fresh one. But don't make a brach on yours, because there is already an Erev Chatzeros that they made a brach on that they are really relying upon. And if that one is good, then you didn't need to make a bracha, and therefore, don't make a bracha on it. And if, in fact, the one in the Beis HaKnesses was not good, it had spoiled, so then your Erev Chatzeros is good. I didn't make a bracha, the bracha is not ma'akev. The Ramah concludes and he says, Miu, imrotim l'ariv kol erev Shabbos, if somebody does wish to use a Erev Chatzeros, a new one, every Erev Shabbos, then v'lecho l'erev kol haShabbos harishus b'yodah. And if he wants to eat, then the Erev Chatzeros, once Shabbos starts, after the Bein HaShemashos period of time, and it's definitely Shabbos, he has the permission to do so, harishus b'yodah, they can do this. And further dinim about a sofek Erev Chatzeros, he says, ayin l'kamen in sin and shin sadidalev, for those dinim in addition. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof Beis, that if you want to, you can eat the Erev Chatzeros on Shabbos, mishum the whole, v'yis avid b'mitzvah choda, yis avid b'mitzvah achrita. He says many people specifically would want to do this, because once you do a mitzvah with something, there's a minute to go do a mitzvah with it again. And we do this, for example, when we make an Erev Tavshilin, so there is a very, very well-known minuk to go and use the Erev Tavshilin bread or matzah that you're using as part of the Lecha Mishnah, and then to go actually use it to eat on Shalosh Shudas of that Shabbos. So to over here, people would want to use the Erev Chatzeros for one mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros, and then to use it for Lecha Mishnah and actually break it and eat it all up as part of the using the mitzvah for one thing to use it for something else. The Yerusha footnote number 21 brings down, one should be careful not to put himself into a sofek derabbanan over here as to whether or not it is truly past the Bein HaShemashos and whether Shabbos has started, and therefore definitely wait until it's vadai tzeis hakochavim before you eat it up. And this can actually be medayik from the lashon of the Ramah, shekosav sheyuchal leochlo kishevadai chashecha, only after it is definitely nighttime that's acceptable to go and eat it. And that can be found in Siman Shin Sadi Dalit over there in Sif Beis in the Ramah. Now, the Yerusha footnote number 22 brings down, when is the optimal time to go and use the Erev Chatzeros for your Lecha Mishnah? So he says the Ramah over there says that you should use it for Shachris and eat it by Shachris time. But the Taz is Mashma that you should use it for the Lecha Mishnah on Friday night and on Shabbos lunch, and then use it and break it and eat it at Shalosh Shudas. The Kaf HaChaim, however, says, brings out from the Shara Kavanos from the Arizal, that the Arizal's personal minhag over here was to go and be botzeya on it on the Friday night meal for the Shitufei Mavoyos matzah or bread, and on Shachris he would take the Erev Chatzeros matzah or bread and use it then. With this we conclude Simen Shin Samaches and today's Shir.